I was opposed to the Klan, but Willard belonged, Bill McConnell belonged, and everybody in the courthouse belonged. I was a lone wolf. I was just vicious.
What led you to your decision not to join?
I just didn't think it was the way it ought to be run. I just didn't think that was the way we ought to run affairs. But anyway, what I'm going to tell you, they kept on after me and they just dogged me to death, and much against my real honest-to-goodness desires, I decided maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was something. And it's pretty hard when all your friends are in something and you're the lone wolf out here, and sometimes they act like they hesitate to associate with you. It's a vicious deal.
And many of the upstanding citizens of the community were members.
That's right. So I decided, finally, right while I was doing the campaign between Jim Ferguson and Felix Robinson for governor.
That would have been 1924, I believe.
I said, well, all right, I'll join. It seemed to be subject of conversation all the time when I was around them, so I did. And I went out, and the only time I went out there.
Where did they have the initiation?
Out on a hill out here, which is a part of, it's right in town, but now it's all in town. Then it's right on the edge of town, out on the northwest section there.
Out near where the lake is now?
Well, as I remember, it is out there in just off of Waco Heights, just about where, well, you know where West Waco Drive, say 5 or 6 blocks north of that, over in the northwestern section of town. There's kind of a open field out there, and they had a building out there. So I went out this.
The Klan had a building out there?
Yeah. I went out there this night, and as I say, Felix Robinson and Jim Ferguson was running for governor, or Mel Ferguson, some of the Fergusons, I don't remember. So I took the oath. I didn't buy anything. I just took the oath and went in, and I knew I was in the wrong place within 5 minutes. One lawyer whose reputation wasn't Lady White, he gets up and makes a speech, and one of these 4th of July orations, I call it. The place is packed, standing room only. And there was about 2,000 people there, if you want to know it. Then the next man got up, and he was, in my book, no good. And that's what was burning me all the time, was the no-gooders were the guys that run it. He made this speech, and he was a good orator, and he made the speech. And in the speech, he said to the head man, I don't know what they called him, but whatever they did, he said to him, he wanted to test how everybody's going to vote in the governor's race. Of course, that is sponsoring the governor, Felix Robinson. He is a candidate. Well, I saw I was in trouble, because I wasn't for Felix Robinson then, now, and ever. And I wasn't going to say I was and make a dang what happened. And so it went along, and I sat there, and I knew I was in trouble, but I didn't know for sure what I was going to do.
So they were going to ask you to endorse the Klan-backed candidate.
What he did finally, after I thought maybe he'd forgotten it, I'd kind of relaxed, thought maybe he'd forgotten it. Then he comes up, now, Mr. Whatever, now I want to test. All those presidents who are going to vote for Felix Robinson, stand up. Well, I didn't stand up. And of course, I had a bunch of politicians around me, lawyers, and when I didn't stand up, they began moving away. And somebody said, well, there's one man back there not standing up. And everybody sat down. I figured they'd gonna kill me, or try to. And everybody sat down, and he said, well, now the man who's not Felix Robinson, stand up. And I stood up. And that night, when we started home, Willard McGoffin said, I ought to have had sense enough not to have ever gotten you in the Ku Klux. Said, I know you well enough. And I knew you well enough. And I knew when that came up, you were not going to stand up. And I said, I sure as hell wasn't. And I didn't.